Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, as a CEO of a company or a business owner, you have special responsibilities. The question is, who are you accountable to? And that's a really complicated question because you are accountable to everyone. You're accountable to your customers or clients. You're accountable to your employees. You're accountable to your vendors. You're accountable to your customers. You're accountable to yourself. You are accountable to everyone. Everyone is looking at you. Everyone is looking over your shoulder, seeing what kind of job you're doing, seeing if you are meeting their needs, and their needs all may be different. So that's a lot to think about. But, you know, you really need to get some self-perspective as to exactly what your job is and what you're doing. And one of the ways to do that is to think about if you were hiring someone, if you were hiring a salesperson, what would you expect from them? Well, you'd expect them to be there on time. You'd expect them to buy into the company culture. You'd expect them to be knowledgeable, intelligent, being able to close the deal. So sit down with a piece of paper and think about each one of your employees and think about what traits are you looking for in that employee to be accountable? And then see if that applies to you. And if it does, then be critical of yourself and judge your performance and think about, are you performing adequately? Now, I'm not talking about criticizing yourself. I'm talking about being critical. They're two different things. Because as a business owner, we expect our employees to sharpen up their game. We expect our employees to show up, and we expect them to do a good job and to grow as a person and grow as a business person. And we have to do the same thing. How do we handle things? How do we handle a problem? How do we handle an emergency? How do we handle when we have an employee conflict? What happens when someone doesn't pay the bill? Do we pick the phone up? Do we actually go on a sales call and listen to see what our salespeople are doing? What kind of job as the CEO are we doing? The better qualifications we have, the better we create the environment, the more we understand exactly what the position is, the more successful we'll be. If we don't really understand what's needed for our business to be successful, to be a leader, to lead people, then we will not get the results that we want. So it's really important to evaluate yourself as the CEO. What kind of grade would you give yourself? And if whatever grade you give yourself, why not move up to the next grade? Why not create an action plan for you that helps you understand how you are going to run a better company, how you're going to give more service to our customers or clients, how you're going to communicate better with our employees, how you're going to get the vendors to be on our side and give us what we need, and be more cooperative and help us really make a profit. It's all about you. You are the person in charge. As you've heard me say over and over again, leaders lead. Are you leading? Are you understanding what your deficiencies are? Are you correcting them so that you can have a stronger, happier, more stress-free business? This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.